love you. We love you. Oh, we love you so much. Y'all make us feel so good. I tell you, I knew when we came up in this hideout, it was going to be trouble. All right. Yes, I'm home. There you go, baby sister. I'm showing up home. We're going to sing for you now the very first song that Pops taught us. Yeah. He used to sing with an all-male group, you know. Six guys. The Trumpet Jubilees. And Pops would go to rehearsal. He'd come home disgusted because these guys wouldn't come to rehearsal. So this last time he came home and he headed straight to the closet. He had a little guitar that he bought at the pawn shop. Yeah. Called us children into the living room and set us on the floor in a circle. My sister Cleo, brother Purvis, sister Yvonne, and moi. All right now. Yeah. Yeah. So he began to give us voices to sing that he and his brothers and sisters used to sing down in Mississippi. So, you know, there were 14 of them. Yeah, I said the same thing. They had a choir. But it was so many of them that they ran out of names. They got down to my uncle, they named him Sears. And they named Pops Roebuck. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah. Yeah, so Pops, this is the very first song he taught us. My Aunt Katie lived with us. And she came through one night, she said, "Shucks, y'all sound pretty good. I believe I want y'all to sing at my church." We went to Aunt Katie's church and we sang this song. People liked it so much, they clapped us back three times. And yeah, three times we had to sing the same song. It was the only one that Pops had taught us all the way through, you know. So it took a few years, but after we sang that song at Aunt Katie's church, we went back home and Pops said, "Shucks, these people like us. We're going home and write some more songs." And the rest is history.